Some men try so hard to prove that God's not really real, while others say they know for sure His love you cannot feel. But I know He's real within my soul, for one day He cleansed and made me whole. And Jesus is still the answer for that longing deep in your soul. Still the answer, He's the answer for your soul. And though some may say He doesn't fit with their philosophy, I know Jesus is still the answer. He's always been and always will be.
Welcome to the program Daily Walk, presented by the Apostolic Faith Church in Stavanger. May God bless this time of devotion given from Sunday to Friday at 7 p.m. Shall we start with a word of prayer? Lord Jesus, we thank you so much for the opportunity you've given us to study your word, particularly as we go through the book of Matthew. We invite you, Holy Spirit, to enlighten your word and let it be a blessing to all the hearers today, those hearing via the radio and those hearing via the internet. Bless each and every one and let your word be a blessing to each and every one of us. We'll praise you forever, for we pray in Jesus' name. Amen.
Matthew 12, 1 through 21. Devotional focus verse. Great multitudes followed him, and he healed them all. Matthew 12, 15. Some years back, one of my family members was seriously ill. Many Christians from all over the country joined us in holding her up before the Lord in prayer. In addition, we did everything we could to make her comfortable, including frequently changing the dressings, feeding her appropriate foods, and assisting with numerous small tasks. These efforts could not bring healing to her, but we wanted to do all we were able to do. Reading this passage in Matthew where people throng Jesus with their sick and infirm loved ones, I know my family and friends would have been in that group. I think of my cousin who had liver cancer, a brother with heart problems, an aunt with polio-affected leg, and a dear friend with loss of sight. Without a doubt, all of them would have been brought to Jesus to be healed. We would have encouraged anyone we knew, whether their problems were major or seemingly insignificant, to follow Him. In fact, we would have done everything in our power to persuade them of their need to come along. Although it was still the Sabbath, and Jesus had just been interrogated on the issue of doing good on the day of rest, He had compassion on the multitude that followed Him. He had walked quietly away from the Pharisees who were plotting His capture, and then, surrounded by a multitude, He healed them all. What a glorious day that was, and how the crowd must have rejoiced. Imagine the sick, one after another, pushing in close to Jesus and then walking away completely whole. Their outlook on life was changed, and their future held hope. Enthusiasm must have been unbridled. The encouraging thing is that Jesus is the same today, and we have the privilege to come to Him at any time, no travel required, to make our requests. He is ever ready to hear them. Just think of the difference in the lives of all who recall His words, "According to your faith be it unto you," and accept His help. Ruined lives, sick bodies, broken relationships, and hopeless outlooks can be completely changed by coming to Jesus, and we need not leave any behind. Let us do everything possible to bring our loved ones to the One who can make a difference. Background information. The book of Matthew is the first gospel, or good news, of the New Testament, also referred to as the Gospel of the King. Some Bible scholars believe Matthew the Apostle, also known as Levi the Publican, wrote it somewhere around AD 60. In his account, Matthew presented Jesus to the Jews as their Messiah by quoting several prophecies and their fulfillments in Christ, thus providing a bridge between the Old and New Testaments. Some consider this book to be God's official ultimatum to the Jewish nation, the last call of Jehovah introducing His Son, Jesus, to His people. If it was indeed written around AD 60, it was penned just 10 years prior to the destruction of Jerusalem in AD 70, and thus was indeed the last call. In chapter 12, Jesus and His disciples gathered some grain to eat as they went through a field on the Sabbath. The word translated corn is a generic term meaning the sown or grain. In this case, the grain was likely wheat. In the United States, corn is generally understood to be maize, and other grains are referred to by their own names. While it was lawful for Jewish travelers to eat grain from the fields if they were hungry, their law forbade work on the Sabbath, and reaping was considered work. A few Pharisees were spying to see if they could catch Jesus breaking a law, and they seized upon this seeming infraction. Consider the inequity of their accusation. After all, Jesus was the creator of the Sabbath, grain, and mankind. Minuscule points were addressed in the laws of the Jews, but greater precepts such as mercy and compassion were ignored, leaving them bound by hundreds of minute regulations of their own making. In Mark's account of this incident, Jesus said, "The Sabbath was made for man, and not man for the Sabbath," meaning that God created the Sabbath for man's benefit. In his discussion, Jesus cited prophet, priest, and king, and each instance claiming a greater authority. In fact, He is our prophet, high priest, and king, but the Pharisees chose not to accept it. When they asked if it was lawful to heal on the Sabbath, Jesus healed the man's withered hand and parried their question with a question of His own. The disgusted Pharisees then began plotting to destroy Him. This was the first explicit mention of their murderous designs against the Lord. Verses 15 through 21 relate how, rather than disputing with them, Jesus quietly left the area, followed by great multitudes, and He healed them all. In comparison to the stubborn and willful rejection of the Pharisees, the open hearts of the masses must have been welcome. Jesus carried out His work quietly, tenderly, and effectively, leading Matthew to quote Isaiah's beautiful text found in Isaiah 42:1-7. Conclusion. Jesus never withdrew from those who had a need. What a comfort to know that He is still available to meet the needs of those who turn to Him in faith.
We hope you have enjoyed our time of devotion today. We welcome you back at the same time tomorrow for another edition of our daily walk. For now, if you are in Stavanger area, we would like to invite you to our service on Sunday morning at 11 a.m. in our church, located at Chensvolvian 56, next door to Chensvoll School. You will hear good music, You'll be able to participate in singing. You will hear personal testimony of what God has done in the life of many people. And more than that, you will be able to hear the Word of God. We invite you, should you want to know more about our church, visit our website in Norwegian, apostolisk-tro.no. Or would you prefer to know more about us in English? We invite you to visit our Portland headquarters church website, which is apostolicfaith.org. We pray God bless you as you continue to join us in this program. Shall we close with a word of prayer? Lord Jesus, Heavenly Father, we thank you so much for your word. We thank you for the blessings that we have in knowing that if we come to you with all our problems, you are willing and able to help us. So Jesus, tonight, we bring ourselves before you and all the listeners to this program. You know the challenge and the problem that each person is going through. We invite you, Jesus, to please, in your grace, reach out, help us, fix all our issues as we look up to you in faith. Heavenly Father, most important need of man is the salvation of our souls. We ask you, Jesus, that you will please in mercy reach out to everyone listening to this program that have not known you personally. Draw them close to you, Jesus. Speak to their hearts, Jesus, and help them to make the right decision. We will follow you all the days of our lives. We say thank you, Jesus, for having heard our prayers. We say thank you for having answered, for we pray and ask for all this in Jesus' name. Amen.
Never thank him enough for salvation full and free. I can never do anything to deserve such perfect love. Oh, for everything he's done, I can never praise him enough.
For many years I've served the Lord the best that I know how, giving unto him my time and telling of his power. But if I were to spend unending hours on my knees praising him for everything he's ever done for me, I could never
praise him enough for the cross of Calvary. I could never thank him enough for salvation full and free. I can never do anything to deserve such perfect love. Oh, for everything he's done, I can never praise him enough.
A thousand tongues could not express just what the Lord has done. As if he hadn't done enough, he gave his only son to hang upon a rugged cross and bear the load of sin. That explains why I can't express the love I have for him. I can never
praise him enough for the cross of Calvary. I can never thank him enough for salvation. Salvation full and free.